I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. So you've heard the recent stories on 1010 Winds, incidents of women being attacked unprovoked in New York City. At his news conference yesterday, Mayor Adams was asked what he plans to do about that.
He believes many attackers are mentally ill.
This is why we have been fighting for involuntary removal.
In addition to treatment, the mayor will look into ways to help women so they don't become victims.
And I'm going to speak with our crime prevention officers because maybe we can do some PSAs and do some videos.
His chief advisor, Ingrid Lewis Martin, also pointed out that when the mayor was Brooklyn Borough president, they organized free martial arts classes for women to learn how to defend themselves. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, today is National Fentanyl Prevention Awareness Day with a major event in Times Square. Let's get a preview live from Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, and they're starting to set this up here by Father Duffy Square. It's going to be an emotional day. More than 100,000 fentanyl overdose deaths in the United States last year. Just staggering numbers. And this event, again, to raise awareness and share education about the crisis. Now, we spoke with Jaime Puerta. He lost his son to fentanyl poisoning back in 2020. And now co-chair of Facing Fentanyl.
It's a day where everybody comes together as one voice, together, decrying what is happening in the United States and then trying to find the solutions to curb this scourge that has killed so many.
Susan, as part of this all-day event this afternoon, a billboard, they'll put it up here at Father Duffy Square featuring loved ones lost to fentanyl. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live in Times Square.
Well, Phoenix House of New York and Long Island to host a NARCAN training session today. That's at their headquarters at 3411 Vernon Boulevard in Queens. President and CEO Anne Marie Foster spoke to 1010 Winds.
As we come up on International Overdose Awareness Day at the end of this month, August 31st, we hope to raise awareness so that people are aware of the deadly effects, substances that are causing overdoses, and be able to educate people how you potentially could save someone's life.
As part of the 10 a.m. event, they're also expected to receive a grant from the office of State Senator Kristen Gonzalez. More remains found overnight at the same spot where a skull and bones were found in Brooklyn Bridge Park in Dumbo on Monday. The Parks Department says these are believed to be human remains, but that is not yet confirmed. An anthropologist with the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner is now running tests. Some tension between Mayor Adams and the press Tuesday when he was asked about the DNC.
Mayor Adams asked numerous times about what he's doing at the convention with no speaking role and about his status within the party.
I have one mission, and that is to elect VP Harris to be the President of the United States. Period.
But at the end of the off-topic Q&A with the mayor, Chief Counsel Lisa Zornberg said this.
A pure question of what do you anticipate your role is going to be in the presidential campaign? It is my view, advised by the COIB, that should not be the type of question that's asked in the Blue Room, at City Hall, at a press conference to talk about city issues.
What is their issue with that?
That's a great question.
Reporters were in an uproar over what was explained as guidance from the Conflicts of Interest Board. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
New York City Police Commissioner Edward Caban has now dismissed the disciplinary charges against Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry. Madry had been charged with abusing his authority when, as the NYPD's Chief of Community Affairs in 2012, he voided the arrest of a retired officer who was accused of menacing three teens in Brooklyn with a gun. Well, Caban's decision comes after a judge last month recommended the charges be dropped, saying the Civilian Complaint Review Board did not have the jurisdiction to investigate the incident.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.